Hello everyone, welcome back to Anything Strangely Poetic. This is your host, Claire Dreamer, and today we're going to be talking about a bit of a sadder topic. There's so many sad people in the world, you know? We have people who die by themselves, if they count as a natural cause. And we also have people that cut. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Not people dying, but the cutting thing. And you may think, wouldn't it be more important to talk about the dying people? Yeah, it would. And I think I might get to that at the end, but for right now, cutting. You guys just seem like the people who would accept that kind of thing. I mean, like, not other people, but you would, like, if your friend did it, and maybe, like, either A, you knew their life was hard, or B, you knew something else about them, you'd be fine with it. I don't know why, but I just feel that in your vibe. Because it's like, you're listening to things about Ed World, who has a character with no eyes, and Marble Hornets in the earlier episodes. And strangely enough, some of you watched Harry by Proxy. Because at the beginning, that was like the only one that no one would watch. And now it's like one of the most watched. If you haven't watched it, I suggest you listen to it. But I'm telling you, I think it was the first one or like the third one. But the editing for one of the parts is awful. Now that was funny because it said that most people watched that part. And I'm like, that's the part I have really bad audio, because I don't remember what happened exactly, but like I screwed up, but never mind, back to the topic. So what if I told you that I cut? What's your reaction to that? Just curious. Because here's the thing, I do, but it's not because, oh, my life's hard. Oh, I'm miserable. I mean, I have something about that in the corner of my recording room currently. Which is a really cool fridge magnet, might I say. I can't afford therapy, so I decided I'm gonna start a podcast. But that's not why I started the podcast. Just to correct myself. I didn't start the podcast because I'm tortured inside. Just defining that. But yeah, I cut. And very rarely, like once in a blue moon, is it to actually get out like depression or anxiety or the very slight autism I have. But it's purely because I think it looks pretty. Yeah, I think it looks nice. Because it's, like, I have this weird fascination with blood, let me just say. Like, I like it enough that I'll cut myself to see it, but if I see it on other people, I hate it. Like, I have to be able to see it intentionally, and then I have to restrain myself on other people. I also found out that the smell of blood is disgusting because it's so strong of iron, I think. It's iron? It's iron, yeah. Iron. So that's kind of cool. So now to the dead and dying people. Now, typically this happens because they're sad and depressed. Well, I was going to say sad. And something, but I didn't know what to say, so just same thing. But like, because they're sad, because they're anxious, and I always think, huh, I'm kind of sad that people do that. Now, I don't want to make a mistake in saying something I don't mean, because I've done that way too many times, and I don't want to say it here, because this is a very important topic. But there a way that we can help you if you're depressed? Well, of course there is. You just have to tell someone. That's the problem. That's the problem. Nobody who's depressed tells people they're depressed. You ever realize that? Let me explain. I was in mental hospital for a week. Because apparently that was like the minimum amount of time you were allowed to be in there. So I was in a mental hospital for a week. You weren't allowed to ask anyone why they were in, even though some of it was obvious. And wait, what was I getting to? Oh no, I've lost my train of thought. Sorry, let me just. I remembered. And they took away everything you liked. It was pretty much prison for the mentally unstable. Which, now you get kind of the gist of it. People don't want to tell others that they're depressed or anxious or something because they're afraid that something's gonna happen. Afraid that something is going to be taken away, that their life's going to change in a way they don't want it to. Sometimes it's just the fact that they can't, like, reach out for help. I know a guy who's, like, a drunk and depressed, and he can't reach out to anyone because when he does it poorly. And his friends want to help, but we all know we can't really stop a train wreck from blowing up. Sometimes we fear that he's gonna, kick the bucket himself, but on the other hand, we don't really worry about it. Like, is it really gonna happen? We don't really think so. Sorry. But, like, there are so many different things, so many different factors to why people like that don't want to reach out for help. So, if they would, we could probably prevent so many cases of suicide. But, we don't. So, we don't. But, I actually have two friends that are depressed, mentally unstable. One of them having, not threatened, threatened is the wrong word, talked about killing himself. Strangely enough, I volunteered to help. This is going to go in my criminal record. Retracing. People who, like, do this kind of thing either thinks their life's cruel, the world's cruel. Actually, both of those probably weigh in for some people's deaths. They hate something, they're paranoid, maybe. I just feel bad for those individuals who, one, think that's the answer, and two, take that chance that they have alone. And just jump. Well, I hope all of you have had a great day. And I hope you guys think about this. And if you have a depressed friend, talk to them about it. And if they ever talk about suicide, there's always a hotline number. I don't know it personally, especially not for my area, but I know there is one. So talk to them about that. Look it up. Give it to them. Ask them to call it. It's good for them. All right, thank you. Bye.